Come on along, little children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. Way down yonder, yankety yank.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Bulldog run from bank to bank.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Jump so high, touch the moon.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Didn't come back till half past June.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Come on along, little children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. I asked my mother for 50 cents.
Raise ruckus tonight.
To see the elephant jump the fence.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Jump so high, touch the sky.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Didn't come back till 4th of July.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Come on along, little children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. I asked my mother for 5 cents more.
Raise ruckus tonight.
To see the elephant go through the door.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Stoop so low he stubbed his toe.
Raise ruckus tonight.
That was the end of the elephant show.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Come on along, little children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight.
Thank you.
The Smith family singers, we sang together for a good many years, so they grew up and decided to do other things. And actually, the last time we sang together here as a family was 25 years ago on the 25th anniversary. But after that, for a few years, we had three of our grandchildren, Allison, who's away in Alabama in college right now, and Claudia, who is here somewhere out in the audience over there on the bleachers with her family, and Jim, who is right here playing guitar with us. So he's returning to the stage after several years, and we're happy to have him back.
Well, we remember this was the first place we ever played, right here at the old marble stage with Cousin Thelma presiding. Billy Bill Bowlegs was sitting in the back, and Josie Billy and a lot of others. We had bleachers all around. Nothing else was built. There were no more buildings around, just the trees. But this was cozy, and we just feel like we're at home right now. I thought I'd take...
We're going to sing a song.
Huh? Gonna do what?
Well, this is the first song we sang as a family
yeah.
over here, and we thought we'd commemorate with this heavy-duty piece of material here.
Bile them cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. Only song that I can sing is bile them cabbage down. Used to live on a mountaintop and now I live in town. Staying at a big hotel, courting Betsy Brown. Bile them cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. Only song that I can sing is bile them cabbage down.
A skinny lady went to bathe, she didn't tell her so. She forgot to put the stopper in right down the hole.
Bile them cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. The only song that I can sing is bile them cabbage down. First time I saw my true love, she was standing in the door. Shoes and stockings in her hand, bare feet on the floor. Bile them cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round. The only song that I can sing is bile them cabbage down. Possum up a cinnamon tree, raccoon on the ground. Possum say, Mr. Raccoon, come shake some simmons down.
Bile them cabbage down, boys, turn that hoe cake round.
Only song that I can sing is bile them cabbage down.
I thought I'd tell you a story about this old boy. He's an old blacksmither. Now, he lived way up in the mountains. Now, his name was John. Now, he was the meanest man you ever did see in your life. He was so mean, he liked to take the fleas off the dog and put them on his wife and sit back and laugh at her watching her scratch. He was mean. And he never helped around the house. He never did anything. She'd say, John, help me with the dishes. Woman, I ain't got time. Leave me alone. John, I just wish old devil would come get you. He gonna come get you one of these. Ain't gonna bother me, woman, because I am good. Well, sir, he went to work that morning, next morning, and he was just a working a horseshoeing around, just a blacksmith, and when all of a sudden he looked up and a teeny tiny little devil was standing right down the doorway. He cute little old fella. Little teeny tiny red horn sticking up here. A little teeny tiny tail hanging out back there. And just cute as he could be, he said, "Come on, Mr. John, Daddy wants you." But before he did that, John got to thinking about something that happened to him. He was a blacksmithing away when all of a sudden an old man comes up, white hair. He's got a walking stick. John was good natured. He had a good heart in him. He said, "Howdy, stranger, come on in and have a seat. What you need?" He said, "Oh, John, I'm tired." John said, "Well, why don't you come on in and let me fix you some victuals?" He went back there and got him a whole dish of collard greens, cornbread, and buttermilk. And he sat down and he appreciated it. And then when John looked up again, that old man was standing straight up. He said, "What happened to you? You ain't no old man bent over." "No, John, I tell you, my name's St. Peter. I come down once a year to find folks who are good to me, and I put it down in my book." "That's good. John, you've been so good to me, I'm going to give you 3 wishes now." Well, now, John figured already, but he was. He said, "Well, all right, Well, I'll tell you what I want. You see that rocking chair? That's my favorite rocking chair. Those youngins come up here, and they sit in that rocking chair, and they just rock and rock. And I want the next time anybody gets in that rocking chair, I want it to keep rocking until I tell it to stop." "Oh, John, you wasting your wishes. But you got it. What's another one?" "Well, you see that hammer? That's my favorite hammer. Those old boys come up here, and they start cracking, hitting nails on the floor and firecrackers with it, and I want the next person to fix that up. I want it to bonk them in the head until I tell it to stop." "Oh, John, you wasting all your wishes. Got one more, make it a good one. Well, you see that bush out there, that blackberry bush? Those fancy women come up here and they start picking my blackberries. I want the next time anybody comes picking my blackberries, I want it to wrap them up in it and stick them and not let them go till I say so." "Oh, John, you got it. That's too bad, boy. You lost a chance." Well, he went home that night, and his wife, she got so mad at him because he wouldn't do a thing for him, and she said, "John, I told you once before, I'm going to tell you again. You so mean, the devil's going to come get you." He said, "Don't worry about me. I keep telling you, ain't nobody going to bother me because I am good." Well, sir, that's when he remembered again. He went back to work the next morning, and that's when he saw that teeny tiny little devil. He's standing there in the doorway, just cute as he could be, just a-grinning, and kind of shaking, too, because John was big and mean-looking. He said, "Mr. John, come on. Daddy's ready for you." "Little devil, I ain't going nowhere." "Yeah, Mr. John, come on, good. You don't want to make my daddy mad." "Well, I tell you what, little boy. Little devil, why don't you sit up there in that white rocking chair until I finish working on this shoe, and then I'll come with you." Well, sir, that little old boy, he sat up there in that chair, and that old chair started rocking and rocking and rocking and bumping his whole little old head, and it almost squeezing his little tail. It wasn't quite long enough, but he kept rocking and rocking, and he said, "Mr. John, stop this chair. I ain't never going to see you again, Mr. John. Leave me alone. Come on, Mr. John, stop the chair." "All right, chair, stop." "Oh, bye, Mr. John." And that little old devil, he scooted on out the door and disappeared like that. Well, he went home that night, and his wife said, "John, come on, honey, you got to help me with the dishes." "Oh, woman, I already told you twice, I ain't going to help you tonight, I'm wore out." Well, she did the dishes, and she said, "John, the devil's going to come get you." Well, the next morning, old John was up there blacksmithing again, and he looked up, and here came the middle-sized devil. He had a little bit bigger, little cute little horn sticking up there, and his little tail was really long this time. And I mean, it was nice. And a little pitchfork on the end of it, and his little feet were all cluttered up. A little boy said, "Mr. John, you better come on with me now. Daddy's ready for you." "Little devil, I ain't got time." "You better have time. Could I tell you, my daddy's mad at you. He's so mad at you, he spent all night long pulling all those bumps out of my little brother's head that got from the rocking chair yesterday. And he's mad at you. You better come." "Okay, little devil. You hand me that hammer over there." Oh, boy, that little old middle-sized devil picked up that hammer, and he got to hammering and hammering on his old head and all over his little old body. He was just in pain. He said, "Oh, Mr. John, stop this hammer. Stop this hammer, Mr. John. I can't stop it. Stop." Mr. John said, "You going to bother me anymore, little devil?" "No, Mr. John, I ain't never going to look at you again." "Okay, hammer, stop." Now, that middle-sized devil, he shot out that door, and he disappeared and went back down the way he came from. Next morning, here come the big one. Oh, John smelled something bad. It smelled like rotten eggs and worse. He looked around. There he was, standing in the door. Here's the big old boy himself. Big old long horns, long old tail, the biggest old pitchfork you ever saw on it. And he looked, fire was coming out of his eyes. "John, come on now. I'm taking you back where you gotta go." "Well, devil, I ain't got time." "You got to have time for me, boy. I'm here to get you because I am really mad at you. You done my boys mean. Come on." "All right, devil, listen here. I know you want to hit me. You want to spank. Listen here. Don't break off one of those bushes over there. Don't break off one of those thorns from that bush because that's my favorite bush." "It is, is it? Well, I'm going to get you and I'm going to make you come home with me." Old devil goes over there, and he tries to break off a piece of the blackberry bush, and that old bush grabbed him and stuck him, and he went to jumping up and down, just a yelling, and a swiggling, and a wiggling. He said, "John, stop me. Get me out of here." "Devil, you going to leave me alone?" "Yeah, John, I never want to lay eyes on you again." Old devil got out. He went back. He disappeared. Old John lived for many more years, but then he died finally. And he heads up to heaven. He knocks on the pearly gates. He said, "Well, here I am. Thank God, I'm ready to come in now. John, you ain't been so good after all. We don't want you in here. You ain't coming in here. Well, where am I going to go?" "Well, you go on down the road a piece to that other place. They'll be glad to get you." Well, old John goes down there. And little devil see him come, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, here comes old John, Daddy, Daddy." He said, "Boys, lock up the doors, lock up the windows, don't let that old boy in here, lock up everything." Well, old John knocked on the door. Old devil said, "What you want, John?" "I'm here, devil, you came for me, I'm here. You ain't coming in here, John, we ain't nothing, listen here." Old devil picked up a big old piece of fiery wood and handed it to him. He said, "Here, John, you take this piece of wood, you go on down the road and you start a place of your own." That's old John and the devil.
There was an old farmer lived over the hill, rightful, dilly-fi-day. Ain't moved away, he lives there still. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. The devil came up to see him one day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Said, "One of your family I'm taking away." Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. "Well, please don't take my oldest son." "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Then work on the farm and it must be done." "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. But you can have my scolding wife." "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. She's the bane and trouble of my life." "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day." So the devil, he put her up on his hump. "Rightful, dilly-fi-day." And down below they went bumpity-bump. "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day." Up came a little devil with a big grin. "Rightful, dilly-fi-day." She picked up her foot and kicked his shin. "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day." Up came another devil, do you suppose? "Rightful, dilly-fi-day." She balled up her fist and punched his nose. "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day. Rightful, dilly-fi-day." All the little devils were climbing the wall. "Rightful, dilly-fi-day." Said, "Take her back, Daddy, she'll whoop us all." "Rightful, dilly-fi-day. But rightful, rightful dilly-fi-day, rightful dilly-fi-day, the farmer was peeking out through the crack. A rightful dilly-fi-day, he saw the devil a-bringing her back. A rightful dilly-fi-day, a rightful, rightful dilly-fi-day, rightful dilly-fi-day. Well, I've been a devil for most of my life. A rightful dilly-fi-day, I never met anyone mean as your wife. A rightful dilly-fi-day, a rightful, rightful dilly-fi-day, rightful dilly-fi-day, the shows that women are better than men. A rightful dilly-fi-day, they go down below and come back again. Rightful dilly-fi-day, rightful, rightful dilly-fi-day, rightful dilly-fi-day.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a what is called an answer back song, and the explanation for that is one person says something, the other one answers them back.
And this was done a lot in the early days.
This is a different John from Wicked John, I think.
Yeah,
maybe could. Not.
Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No hat to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought a hat for Lazy John to wear. Lazy John, Lazy John.
How can I marry you? No shirt to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought a shirt for Lazy John to wear. Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No coat to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square.
There she bought a coat for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No pants to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought some pants for Lazy John to wear. Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No shoes to wear.
Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought some shoes for Lazy John to wear. Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? A wife and 10 children at home.
We go to schools and camps and festivals, and we try to educate the children about the way life used to be a long time ago, because they don't know how people used to live without frozen turkeys and frozen foods. So that's what we do. When we go ahead. All right. You do something. Okay. I love him dearly, but sometimes he gets exasperated. I don't know what to do with him.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, just fix it, dear Henry, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what?
With straw, dear Henry, with straw, dear Henry, with straw.
The straw is too long, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Well, cut it, dear Henry, just cut it, dear Henry. Cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what?
With a knife, dear Henry, a knife, dear Henry, with a knife.
The knife is too dull, dear Liza, the knife is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Well, sharpen it, dear Henry, just sharpen it, dear Henry, sharpen it.
With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, with what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, with what?
with a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry. A stone, dear Henry, with a stone.
The stone is too dry, dear Liza, dear Liza. The stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, wet it, dear Henry, just wet it, dear Henry, just wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what?
With water, dear Henry, with water, dear Henry, with water.
In what shall I carry the water, dear Liza? In what shall I carry the water? In what?
In a bucket, dear Henry, a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.